Trump Pentagon boots NBC, NEET, NPR. Politico to make room for NIP, Breitbart News, OAN, HuffPost. By Christina Wong on January 31, 2025. The Pentagon under Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in a massive overhaul of its practice allowing journalists to work from inside the building is beginning a program to remove four establishment media news outlets from their workspaces for 1 year to replace them with new media outlets, including Breitbart News. Acting Pentagon Press Secretary John Elliott issued a memo on Friday to the Pentagon Press Association announcing that the NBC News, The New York Times, National Public Radio, and Politico must give up their physical workspaces in the Pentagon for 1 year to the New York Post, Breitbart News, and the Huffington Post. Each year, one outlet from each press medium, print, online, television and radio, that has enjoyed working from a physical office in the Pentagon will rotate out of the building to allow a new outlet from the same medium that has not had the unique opportunity to report as a resident member of the Pentagon Press Corps, the memo said. The Pentagon is giving those outlets 2 weeks to vacate their offices, effective Friday, February 15, 2025. Elliott added. For over a half century, the Pentagon Press Corps has benefited from working out of individual office spaces that provide coveted and open access to some of the department's top military and civilian leaders. Known as the Correspondence Corridor, this office space loaned to media outlets by the Secretary of Defense stands as a tribute to the importance the department has long placed on informing the public about the U.S. military and all it does to project peace through strength. It also honors the many correspondents who put their lives on the line, and in many cases died, while covering our finest in battle. He added the move was to broaden access to the limited space of the Correspondence Corridor to outlets that have not previously enjoyed the privilege and journalistic value of working from physical office space in the Pentagon. The changes follow the White House announcing they would open up the press briefings to new media outlets who can apply for access and reverse the revocation of about 400 White House press passes under the Biden administration. At the White House briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said during her first press briefing on Wednesday, "I am keeping with this revolutionary media approach that President Trump deployed during the campaign. The Trump White House will speak to all media outlets and personalities, not just the legacy media who are seated in this room, because supporting, according to recent polling from Gallup, Americans' trust in mass media has fallen to a record low. Millions of Americans, especially young people, have turned from traditional television outlets and newspapers to consume their news from podcasts, blogs, social media, and other independent outlets." She added, "It's essential to our team that we share President Trump's message everywhere and adapt this White House to the new media landscape in 2025. To do this, I am excited to announce the following changes will be made to this historic James S. Brady briefing room, where Mr. Brady's legacy will endure. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.